Hello, everybody. I am jumping around the studio. I am so excited. This is Barb Schwarz. Thanks for listening to Staging Life with Barb. Every Monday, I get so excited knowing that you are there. You may be listening in your car or at home or at the office or on the internet. And life is really good. Isn't it great to be alive? Maybe you've had a down day. Maybe your morning didn't go the way you thought. Well, now's the time to make some changes and start making positive choice as we go. And so here we are on Positive Choice Talk Radio. What a blessing to be here with you. How was your weekend? Wasn't the weather fabulous? And I have friends listening in the Seattle area. Thank you so much. And in the San Francisco Bay Area, thank you so much. And all over the world, I hope, through the wonderful miracle of the internet. You know, I'm going to be teaching one of my staging classes coming up here in Seattle, actually in the city, and that's going to be Thursday and Friday, August 26th and 27th. If you're interested in taking a wonderful course about preparing homes for sale, please call my marketing director, and her name is Shell, like a seashell, S-H-E-L-L, and the phone number is 800-392-7161. 61. I'll repeat that. 800-392-7161. There are no prerequisites. I think that's the word. So you could be a realtor or a decorator or someone thinking about starting a staging business or someone that just loves to prepare homes for sale and decorate. The class, the first day for realtors is 8 hours, and for others it's 12 hours. You know, kind of a Tony Robbins thing. And then the next day it goes from 9 in the morning till 5:30 in the evening. So I am jazzed. I'm home here in the Seattle area. I've had 8 guests at my house this last week. And Terry Lynn and Bob Fisher came up from the Bay Area of California, San Francisco Bay Area, East Bay. And then Jenny Norris and her husband John and their 4 beautiful children from the Sacramento area of Roseville came up too. And all the while we were moving into our new place on Whidbey Island. So it was quite a week to say the least. And it's so great to go through your things and, you know, sell some of them and pitch some of them and clean them out. And then when you make that move, you're a little less, you know, encumbered by all these items, and yet we still had so much. Eric, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, I'm right in the middle of a move. My own self, so
I know
exactly what you're talking about.
Has the big M day come?
It's coming this coming weekend. Fingers crossed, anyway.
Oh, I got my fingers crossed for you. And you have a new place you're moving into.
Yeah, we closed on the deal, and it looks like we should be able to move in this coming Saturday. So I spent the whole weekend packing and snacking, you know, trying to get through all the food in the cabinets, you know, so less to haul over to the new place.
That's the truth. We do whatever it takes. So you eat your way through the refrigerator so you don't have to move it.
And you know what's funny? This is a small world that we live in because this place that I found, it's a great house. And when I was looking for a real estate agent, I asked you because, of course, you're the best in the biz. And you're
well, thank you.
You know, I know you, and so I knew you would give me a name of somebody that would be great, and you did. Linda Belisario, who's done a great job for
She's
me.
Fabulous.
And you know, we finally found the right place after looking at a bunch of different places. And as it turns out, the agent that is representing the seller also graduated from your staging class.
I love it.
Yeah, so she knew who you were as well. And so Linda and her were able to talk all about it.
That's so great.
And it's a small world, isn't it?
Isn't it a small world? Do you remember the person's first name or their name?
I'm sorry, I don't
That's
know.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay.
Who the seller's agent was, but Linda told me that, and I was thinking, wow,
I'm
this
thrilled.
Is a small world, isn't it?
That is a small world.
And the
world.
House was staged a little
good.
Bit.
Good.
So yeah, that and it, good. It definitely made it seem like one of the best places that we had looked. And
well, staging works, and you lived that. You got to see that. And everyone I'm talking with, our in-house producer, Eric, and it's great to have you back because last week you were on vacation, I think.
Last week I was back in Missouri.
So Bernie helped me, and I just missed you. I missed you. He was great, but I missed you. And as you had a good trip, I hope, to Missouri.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
How was the weather?
Oh, it was very mild.
Mild?
Yeah. Very comfortable. Okay. I spent about 5 minutes in the Skyway between the airplane and the Dallas airport in Dallas, and that was very hot, you know, because we had the layover there.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like stepping into the gates of hell. But when we finally made it into Missouri, it was very mild the whole time we were there. It was fantastic. So.
Yeah, it can be very hot and humid in Dallas, as well as a lot of other places, too.
Yes, yes.
Well, it's great to have you back, and I'm so excited to be in the studio. It's so wonderful. And the sun is always out, whether the clouds are there or not. Just remember, the sun's behind everything. And that means that we can make our dreams come true. And I want to give you a little bit of an update. I just got off the phone with ABC Family Channeling. I made a new word up. Family Channel Program Director. And the show is in the can, my first show. And they're very, very pleased with it. And so I have one video. That's all I have is one video, one copy of it. They're going to start to release it across the United States in September.
Fantastic.
So I'll keep you all posted as we do that.
And what's the name of the show, the TV show?
Well, it's Home Staging with Barb, and yet it's going to be one show, and they're going to see how the numbers go.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very excited, and they would like to do a series, and yet, you know, you take it one step at a time. So there's no long-term commitment for that. So any of you power people, that's all of you, that have strings with television, sure love to do that.
Now you Nielsen families listening.
Yes, there you go. And it's on the Family Channel. It will be. And there'll be advertisements and newspaper articles. And the beautiful thing is that I get to have the opportunity to have the people in my courses also be the stars, because we shoot the show during the class. So that class that we did film, there were like 50 people that we took into the house to redo it, mm-hmm. which was so exciting. And every class, we go in on the second day and redo a whole home. And we don't use $1, not one. We go in and use what the people have. We make magic happen, and that's what it's all about. So I want to tell you a quick story before I interview my guests, because we have great people on, as we always do every day. Mm-hmm. One of our guests in the past was Kim Huff, and she's an ASP in the California area of mm-hmm. East Bay. Well, she shared some of the projects she was working on, and I just got an email from her. Now, just this is so cool. The agent called her, the realtor, to come over and give a bid of a home that hadn't sold. It had been on like 3 months, and her bid was $2,000. To do the whole staging, which is very reasonable. The people said, oh, that's more than we want to do in money. And there's that word spend, and I like to reframe that and say it's an investment, because spend, it kind of just comes and goes, but investment, you want a high return on. So she said, well, okay, that's what it would be, and she felt very, you know, positive about what she had bid, and she knew that, you know, she wasn't too high. Well, they got an offer the very afternoon that she'd given the bid in the morning, and it was $5,000 less than their asking price. Now, this is where it starts to get really interesting. So they turned it down. Now, they'd been on the market 3 months, no offers. So she gives this bid to stage the house for $2,000. They decided, no, they didn't think they wanted to do it. They got a bid that afternoon or an offer, $5,000 under their listing price, asking price. They turn it down. They talk to some friends that say, you've got to stage the house. You've got to do it. You've got to do it. It's really important. So they called her back and said, we've changed our mind. She came in. It was $2,000 to her for staging the home, going through and doing all the magic that I teach my students and graduates and associates. The day after, they got the offer and sold the house for $103,000 more than it had been listed for.
Wow.
Now, that's in the books. That's proof. I mean, that's incredible. Do you believe that? $103,000 more, where the day before that they'd gotten an offer for $5,000 less than list price. So we have a lot of exciting things happening, and that's not even bringing things in. That is taking what people have and reconstructing, because we get stuck in our ways. You know, we put this chair here and we don't know where else could go. So that's just one of the many stories that I've gotten over this last week, and I have more adventures to tell you. And I know that we need to go to a commercial break, because we love our sponsors. We love them. So everybody listen and take advantage by investing, and I use that word on purpose, Eric, of their services, because they're great people. And everybody, you are listening to Staging Life with Barb. Stay tuned to Positive Choice
Talk Radio.
We have Sandy Campbell, who is a wonderful woman that works actually at StageTimes.com. And I'm going to interview her a little bit about what the latest is and greatest that she's hearing. So everybody stay tuned. You're listening to KKNW 1150 AM on the dial, Positive Choice Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Barb Schwarz. Welcome back. This is Staging Life with Barb on Positive Choice Talk Radio. And I want to put a little plug in really quick, and that is that I just came from having my yearly mammogram done. And ladies, you need to go and make sure you have that service performed for you. There are a lot of miracles and good things that come out of that when things are caught early. And mine is just for regular routine checkup. And so I really encourage you to call us at the appointment. And that's my public service announcement for today. We all care about each other. We need to take care of each other.
I've been putting mine off, so it's
well, I'm telling you. You never know. You know that breast cancer actually has affected some men, too. Have you heard about that?
I have heard that, yes.
Yeah, it's written about. And so you just never know. So preventative, you know, being proactive is really important. It is now my distinct pleasure to introduce my personal assistant and our PR director for StageTimes.com. And her name is Sandy, S-A-N-D-I-E, Campbell. And Sandy, how are you?
Uh-oh.
Sandy, did we lose you, Angel? I call everybody Angel, you know, sometimes.
We lost
her. We'll get her back. We'll get her back.
We'll have her momentarily.
We will get her back. So I'm going to share with you while we're getting Sandy about my last week. We moved, and see, I had a little bit, you know, nice size home, a little bit of larger home on Whidbey Island where I've lived since 1997, and before that Issaquah and Bellevue. And I had a ranch in Issaquah, which I loved, up on the plateau. And boy, has the plateau changed with houses, houses and houses. And we moved to Whidbey Island in 1997. Well, I went back into real estate there. And the first year sold 78 houses. The next one, 98. The year after that, 131 houses. And that's when I came up with my new course about accredited staging professionals. Now, before that, I'd been on the road speaking 40 weeks a year, believe it or not, and I have been very blessed to be on the platform over 14,000 hours all over the United States and Canada. So I've met really wonderful people. And moving can be a very emotional thing. And so I felt that I got a message right in my heart that we were to open an office in the Bay Area, even though Seattle has been my home all these years. And so we did do that. And 2 years ago, this coming November, we went down and bought a place in the Concord area, which is like Walnut Creek, East Bay area of San Francisco, and kept a cottage on Whidbey Island. And I feel very blessed also, and I'll tell you the story sometime about my kitty cat, Lily, because I think spirit moves in wonderful ways, and God, as we know, moves in wonderful ways. We just have to have our eyes open and be listening. And so a wonderful place came up for us in our price range that we didn't even know was going to happen on Whidbey Island. And so last week, we moved into this other spot, which is on a road called Smuggler's Cove Road. And actually, my address is Lily Lane, which is the name of my kitty that was actually hit and run a couple of years ago in the Bay Area. So it's really great to have more time here and be vested in the Northwest because I love it, and also go back and forth from the two areas that feel like home. And one would be our beautiful Whidbey Island in the Great Northwest, and the other is down in the East Bay Area. And there are such great people that live in both spots, Eric, and it seems to me that those two cities are like sister cities.
Hmm.
There's a lot in common between San Francisco and Seattle, Seattle and San Francisco.
Absolutely.
Really are. The beautiful...
Seattle's a little cleaner. I like that.
Well, I think you're right. And I've told that down there to a few people. I said, we have to stage the city of San Francisco a little bit more.
Clean up that floating trash.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. And there is a homeless challenge down there that I think Seattle has really helped a lot of people in the Northwest that they need to step up to the plate more in the city of San Francisco. That's my humble opinion. So last week, with wonderful 8 guests, we moved into our new place.
Congratulations.
And so as we started the show off today, your turn's coming. And now we have Sandy back on the air.
That's right. Now we actually have Sandy to talk to her. So this
is good. Good. So, Sandy, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Barb. How are you?
Oh, your voice sounds wonderful. I'm sending you lots of hugs.
Oh, you're getting many, many back too, sweetie.
Now, tell me, I want to interview you a little bit, and Sue as well in a few minutes, about the great things that are happening at StageChums.com. Now, during the day, do you talk more on the phone, or are you more in emails, or both, with people that want to visit with you and send us great stories or ask questions?
I'm probably more on emails, but I do get to talk to a lot of people on the phone as well. And they are just so excited about just wanting to learn more about the program.
And what is the number one question you would say they ask, or comment they make, or both?
How can we take a class? How much is it going to be? We want to take the class. Just things like that.
And when they talk about their experiences, and we are so blessed to have a lot of people write us with experiences that they have, and I know you helped me answer them because we have a policy. Everyone always gets an answer, always, even if it's in the middle of the night. And so any stories come to you really quick-like that have touched you, say, in the last week or so? Just even one thought of someone that said something.
I think the thing that I really enjoyed the most reading was about a lady who had called in, and she was just really kind of, at first, was depressed because her house was not selling and she wanted to get a stager. And so once we got her in contact with one of our stagers, they went out, staged her house, and this lady's home had been on the market for like 6 to 8 months.
Wow.
As soon as it was staged, it sold. And this lady was so excited because she was elderly and she needed to sell her house, and she got a lot more money for it than she ever anticipated. And so that was just warmed my heart, you know, when I talked to her, and she just was so, you know, thankful and was just so excited and just full of joy.
I love that word, joy. That was in Ralph Marston's poem that I sent today. It was about creating joy. And your voice is so calming and so beautiful on the radio. I know our listeners are really enjoying hearing your voice. And I hadn't heard that particular story yet myself. Do you remember where she lived?
I believe she lived in San Ramon.
San Ramon, California. Yes. Okay. And, you know, we do help people that it's a first house they're selling, or maybe they're older and, like she, you said, was elderly. And the money really helps them lead, hopefully, really good years as they move into a retirement home or sometimes even a nursing home. And yet, the buyers are happy that way, too, because what happens is then that the buyers are purchasing a home that they feel is better taken care of, and it looks better. They don't have to do as much work on it, and time is money for everybody these days.
Barb, you know something else that's really important, and that is that when some of these elderly people have lived in their home for so many years, it means so much to them for a buyer to come in and buy that home. And like you said, they know, they have that feeling in their heart that their home, you know, their life for so many years is going to be taken care of.
That's so important. So important. I want to share our phone number for any of you that would like to call and ask me a question about staging or ask Sandy a question. And that number is 800, what's next?
392.
Well, that's down in California.
Oh, you want to go
7161. And so what are the number I'm going to ask is for Eric to tell us for the studio if anybody wants to call and ask me a question here. So it's 1-800.
Sure. Yeah, it's actually 1-888.
888. 298.
5569. That's 888-298-KKNW. That's our toll-free hotline, of course, if they're here in the Seattle area. They could just dial 425-373-5527, and that works just as well.
So that last number was 425-373-5527.
That's right, yeah. And the 888 number is toll-free in Western Washington.
Oh,
so
good.
If you happen to be listening on the web or in California or in Afghanistan, who knows?
Who knows? You never know.
That's right. You can actually use that 425 number to get through to us.
Great. And I appreciate it, Sandy, because anyone that wants to talk with you can call you at 800-392-7161. And I always tease up here because in the Northwest, that's an old Issaquah number, and it goes with me wherever I go. So, Sandy, your history was that you had run or facilitated Help Dennis with their offices. Is that right?
That's correct.
And how long had you done that?
I was an office manager for about 12 years.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And any similarities between that and what you're doing now?
Well, you know, one thing that is just the people skills that you have. You know, you have to have people skills in a dental office, and you have to have people skills in staging.
Yes.
And so the two, you know, your PR and all that, it is just, they work hand in hand with one another. And I think that you just need those skills in order to be able to communicate with the public the way you should.
That's really great. And whether we're buying something at a drugstore or, you know, at a gas station, a grocery store, a new pair of shoes or whatever, that customer service is so crucial. And sometimes I think people do things they don't enjoy doing, and then that comes through to the customer on the other side of the cash register. So the key is to follow your heart and do what you really want to do and get out of the box, as I like to say, because a lot of people say, well, if I quit this job, I won't be able to make money somewhere else. And if you think you can't, you can't. And if you think you can, you can. And so I'm at a place now, and you know me pretty well, Sandy, that I think we can create whatever we want. I know that. I've done that. There's been times I've had a little money and times I've had no money and times that I thought the same thing. And the key is to stay out of fear, because that's what's in the box, F-E-A-R. And so it's so great to have you on board my team at StageTubs.com and have you answering questions and helping people. And your friendly manner and care of human beings really does come through. So thank you so much.
You are welcome, and thank you for giving me the honor to work for you.
Well, we work as a team. It's wonderful.
I know.
Now, is Sue right beside you?
She is right here.
So you can hand her the phone, right?
Hold on.
Oh, good. Because everyone, I want to introduce you to Sue before we go to commercial break.
She will be right here.
Okay. She needs to stand right beside you, and she's going to take the phone. She's my customer service director at our company of StageTomes.com, and we have two offices. One is in the Seattle area, and that's where BJ runs the office, and the other is down in the East Bay area, as I've mentioned, of San Francisco Bay. And so Sue is fairly new with us, as well as Sandy, because we're growing. And so, Sue, are you there?
Yep. I'm here for you.
Oh, how are you, girl?
I'm good. I miss you, though.
Well, thank you. It's so nice to hear that. I miss you, too. And isn't it wonderful through radio and the telephone we can talk?
Yes, it is. I'm a little nervous, though.
No, no, you don't need to be nervous.
Okay.
Just think of a big ice cream cone and just licking that and relaxing, and the next thing you know, the nerves just go away. They used to teach me that when you're in the audience, just to, you know, you're going to give a talk, rather, and you're looking at the audience, just imagine them all without any clothes on.
Okay.
And you just relax right away.
Thank you.
So, you know, I'm thinking, too, and there's another show that we could do together, because as long as you're willing to do that, you're involved with a wonderful group down there that help change lives. And so without getting into all of that today, you think about that, because I think you have a lot that you could share should you decide that I could interview you on the radio about it.
Well, thank you, Barb. Well, we can talk about that later.
All right, good. Well, you think about it. Meanwhile, as the customer service director for StageTomes.com, share with us a couple of the key things that you do there.
Well, the first and foremost job I have is I answer all the phone calls, and I talk to the women that are interested, women and men that are interested in taking the course. I talk to the people that are already ASPs, and it's a wonderful experience because since I got hired right when we had the convention, I feel like I know the women. And I've gone to the seminars now, and I feel like I really know the women. And I'm able to place faces with names, and they're just such a wonderful group of people. And it's an honor to be able to help them when they call.
Well, your attitude is everything. And when you say convention, that's our staging convention that we have once a year, everyone listening. And it's really there was nothing like that, which is why I started the International Association of Home Staging Professionals. And I think the public is getting more and more savvy with the fact that their home becomes a house becomes a product, and we need to merchandise the product, and that's called staging. However, you can stage it when you move in a new house, and you can stage to live, because it's a less cluttered, less stressful way of living. Now, we have a name for you when you are on the phone. What is your name, your title?
My title is the phone ambassador.
How do you like that, Eric? Isn't that nice?
I think that's great.
Because she is an ambassador. We all are for each other, and honoring each other in our communication and really learning how to communicate with each other is so crucial. It's called life and relationships. So, Sue, you're in charge of our phones as phone ambassador. Then you're also shipping our tools, and everyone listening, we have books and videos and training materials and also things that help prepare homes for sales. So we're going to take a quick break, It's really been a great joy to hear your voice on the phone, Sue, and I would like to interview you more in the future. You think about that, okay?
Okay, I don't have to think about it. We'll do it.
All right, it's a go, because that's a hot topic. It's an important topic. It's really crucial. And do you want me to announce what that would be about?
I think we should do that at a later time.
At a later time. So, everyone, I have a secret coming because she really helps a lot of people in her own way. That has nothing to do with staging, and so we'll talk about that in the future. And I want to thank Sandy, and I want to thank Sue in my home office, and I'm sending hugs to you and also Shell and everybody down there as well as up here in the Great Northwest. And this is Positive Choice Talk Radio, 11:50 a.m. on the dial, KKNW. This is Barb Schwartz. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's right. Barb, quickly, who's coming up as our next guest right here on your alternative talk station?
I'm so excited. Thanks, sweetie. It's Jeannie Quintero, and she is an accredited staging professional master, and she's got some great tips and ideas to share with us. Welcome back. This is Barb Schwartz, and thanks for listening to Staging Life with Barb. You know, we talk about every week health ideas or exercise ideas, nutrition, decorating, staging, and living a happy, productive life. Think about the choices you're making today, because it's easy to make negative choices, and we want to make those be positive choices. Every morning I read something that's written by a Northwesterner that I get on the internet, and Ralph Marston, M-A-R-S-T-O-N, writes wonderful poetry and sends beautiful pictures with them, and I pass them on to people that I've met, such as you, and accredited staging professionals that have taken my course. And today he was talking about joy and attitude, and it really is a choice. And man, I'll tell you, sometimes I know that's not easy. Last week we were moving in our new place on Whidbey Island and staging it, of course, and had all these ideas in my head which have come to reality. I'm just really pleased. And I'm going to visit with our special guest about a few of those in a minute. Also had 8 wonderful house guests that were in and out that I dearly adore. And so we put a lot of people to work and pulled it out, and it looks beautiful. And the sun was out. It was really hot, Eric, a couple of days. And the perspiration was really coming down.
Yeah.
It's also so nice to see the big stars at night. The weather's been so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever get a chance to see the cruise ships leaving Seattle and see them all lit up at night, it's like a fairyland. Gosh, it's gorgeous. Well, it is my joy to introduce my very special guest today, and her name is Jeannie Quintero. And she's an accredited staging professional master. And the word master means that she's had more training and really made a further commitment to her business. And so, Jeannie, how are you?
I'm doing terrific, Barb. How are you?
Just really great. And it's so great to hear your voice on the radio. Thank you for being my guest. And let's tell everybody where you live and work.
I live in Walnut Creek, California. It's Northern California. It's just a little bit northeast of San Francisco, and I work there as well. My offices are in my home.
And there are a lot of people that move from Seattle to San Francisco and San Francisco to Seattle, because we just helped some people recently in both directions. So someone listening that has a house down there they want to get staged to move up to Seattle, for example, they could call you. Isn't that right?
That's exactly right.
And because time is so short, now we're going to take one commercial break a little bit later on. And for the rest of the show, however, I want to interview you. Now, I would like to recommend for people to find you that they go to stagedhomes.com. And everybody listening, that's STAGEDHOMES.com. And you will see when you put in Jeannie, however you spell your name uniquely, which is how you are, which we love, everybody's so unique, G-E-N-Y, right?
Correct. That is correct.
So that when they put your name in looking for you, you will come up, because there are no other Jeannies that are G-E-N-Y. And then they will see your beautiful picture, which is gorgeous, your feature page, which is like a website within our site, and some of the homes that you have staged, and then they can go to your website as well.
Yes.
So that's very exciting to have you on StageHomes.com, and we are featuring homes now that you have staged professionally in hopes to help spread the word about your work as well as help buyers find homes that are staged. Now, how many would you say you are staging a week? And I know every week is different.
Every week is different, but if I had to give you an average, I would say about 2 to 3 right now. Of course, that's my goal is to do 4 to 5, but
right.
it is a baby business, and I think it's done really, really well for the short time that I have been actually doing professional staging.
And what career did you have before? What were you doing before?
Before, I was a senior project manager with telecommunications industry. The last 3 years before I started staging, I was with Verizon Wireless. As a project manager and a technology project manager.
And so was your creative side calling?
It was always calling to me. And when I wasn't working, I was either taking dance lessons or doing cooking or doing artwork. And beside that, I did go to school as a part-time to fulfill my creative side of me to take interior design courses. So I do now have formal training in interior design, and I knew that is what comes out of me, so I had to do that for myself.
Good for you, because you followed your passion, and that's what a lot of us that get frustrated don't do, and all we have to do is get out of that darn box and realize we can make it happen, and you are living proof of that. Now, tell us a little bit about your family.
My family, what a wonderful family. I have a wonderful husband who's a realtor, and he has just recently taken your course, Barb, and so he is now an accredited staging professional realtor, and he's having such a great success being an ASP realtor. And I have a new daughter as well. She's 25. She recently came up from Mexico, so she's more like an adoptive daughter, and she's only been here for a year and a half. She has now asked us to call for her to call us mom and dad. So she is my daughter, and she came up from Mexico as a fully qualified attorney from there.
Wow.
She began by waiting on tables and making sandwiches at delicatessens, and in the year and a half she's been here, she now has her real estate license. And last month, she took also your accredited staging professional realtor course, so she is an ASP as well. So my whole family are accredited staging professionals.
I love it.
But I'm the master.
You're the master. I love it. You rule the roost, girl. You rule the roost. You know, your whole family is so beautiful, and it's so great to see you all with different careers that you had before. Now, flowing together, and you're all moving in the same direction.
Yes.
And your family is so beautiful, and your beautiful new daughter from Mexico, what a blessing you are to her, and she is to both of you.
She was really a gift from God to us.
I hope she could understand me when I was in the seminar, because I talked so fast.
I was there helping her, but
oh,
yes,
good.
She did. She said she understood everything you said.
And I want to apologize to you, because I wanted to introduce you and interview you, and in my mind, I thought I was going to see you on another day, so I hope to make up for it right now on the radio.
No apologies necessary. My goodness, I was just so excited to be there anyway.
Now, you have we're going to take a commercial in a minute, but you have a truck.
Yes, I do. I have a small fleet of trucks.
Wow.
Because I have Bonnie, who's a 14-foot box truck, and she carries the most of my inventory. And I have Clyde, who's a pickup truck.
I love it. So you're like me. I name everything that I have. Mine's called Rosebud. So your staging truck is Bonnie, and then you've got a new one named Clyde.
Yes,
I love it.
So he helps Bonnie out.
This is good. This is good, because sometimes you take things into homes, and sometimes we use what is there, and other times people have vacant houses. So do you stage vacant houses?
I'm starting to more specialize in vacant homes. I have 7 vacant homes that are staged.
Wow, girl.
And it is all my inventory.
Wonderful. And where do you keep your inventory when it comes back?
Well, when I first started, it was all in my home. So my home was a warehouse. However, I have recently rented 2 storage spaces here in Walnut Creek, and I'm very soon going to rent a third because they're just getting full. And both of them are 300 square feet each, and they all have shelves. So they're
wonderful.
All full from top to bottom.
Wonderful. And I know many, many times things don't even go back to the storage unit, because the house will sell, and then it goes to closing. And when it closes, you pick it up, and then you take it to another property.
Yes, that has already occurred, and I can't tell you what a wonderful feeling that is.
It really is. I know a builder here in Bellevue that had been referred to me by Patty Smith with Windermere here in the Northwest, and it was great to work with her and the builder as well. Why, he had a staging company come in before that were not accredited staging professionals, and they put too much in the house. He said it looked like a furniture store. Oh. And everybody came in and looked at all the furniture, but not his beautiful work, because he had all these crown moldings. And I said, well, you won't experience that. So he got all that out of there, and we brought in, and you know what I mean, vignettes, which yes. are small settings in each room. Yes. And the beautiful thing was the minute we staged it, so the next day. And then he said, now I want you to take all of that and go up the block, like a block away, and put it in another house. And then he got two offers on that. And so those are the kind of things you're experiencing,
yes,
I know.
Yes, that is so awesome. And yes, it is. And it, I can't tell you how fulfilling it is. What a difference from when I was a senior project manager and you just go in day to day to your job and just do it. And, you know, you don't get that fulfillment. And here, every single job without question has been so fulfilling to me. That after every job, I'm just so thankful to God that he helped me, you know, push my way to this new business that I have.
Well, congratulations, because you did the work. It takes both. And good for you, because you know how I believe that the universe and God and spirit is there for us. All we have to do is plug in and flip the switch, and that all of us deserve to have the very, very best. So such a treat to have you on the show, and everyone, you're listening to 1150 a.m. on the dial. It's Positive Choice Talk Radio, KKNW. This is Barb Schwarz. I hope your day is just jazzed and going really well, and you stay tuned, because we're coming right back, and I'm going to talk to Jeannie some more. You're listening to Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and that's Eva Cassidy's rendition. And if you've ever heard her sing, she sings like an angel, and her magic comes through her music. She passed on of cancer a few years back, and some of us around the world have found out about her music, and her healing music is so incredible. Go to the store and buy one of her albums, Eva, E-V-A Cassidy. Best rendition of Somewhere Over the Rainbow you'll ever hear. This is Barb Schwarz with Staging Life with Barb, where we talk about decorating and staging ideas, health and nutrition and well-being. And it is my distinct pleasure to have you listening today. I hope your day is going really well. It is also my pleasure to reintroduce Jeannie Quintero, accredited staging professional master who lives in the East Bay area of San Francisco. And by the way, before I have her say hi again, I'm going to be teaching one of my ASP courses here in the Northwest in Seattle, and that's going to be the 26th and 27th of this month. That is a Thursday and Friday. So if you want to register for the Seattle class, just call 800-392-7161. It's a business course. It's a course about preparing homes for sale, and it's a life course at the same time. And then after that, I'm going to be interviewing some new ASPs from the Seattle area. And so, Jeannie, it's my joy to have you on the show today. How are you?
I'm doing terrific, Barb. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, we're so glad to have you here. And what I'd like you to do is to think about one of your latest staging ideas, anything that comes to your mind. Because when it comes to your mind, it's the perfect thing to talk about that you just got so excited about. You know, we'll go into the house and we'll be working with what they have and we'll reframe it, I call it, by putting it in another room or rearranging it. Or the house will be vacant, and I'm giving you a little time here because I'm talking for you to think of which one it is. And then all of a sudden we go, oh my gosh, I love this idea. So what did you get excited about recently?
Well, as far as an occupied home, what I get excited about is when they have too much furniture.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I tell them, you're moving anyway. Let's pack you up early. So I open their closets with their permission, and I say, what do you not use here? And, of course, most of it they don't use. So I get excited about telling them, all right, all we need in your bedroom is your bed and your two end tables. We do not need your dresser. So let's take everything out of your closet and put your dresser inside your closet. That way we don't really have to remove the usability of your dresser and we'll free up the space. And that has worked so many times. So they pack up their closet, what they don't need, we move their dresser in the closet, bingo, we have extra space in their bedroom. And then of course, you know, we make it beautiful and it shows so well.
Bingo is right. That is a great idea. And you know, those of us that aren't selling, we can do that in our own homes and maybe take the clothes to another closet in another bedroom that's like the guest room or the den. And then our bedroom is much larger, as you just shared with us. And there's maybe a little vignette with a table and chair you could put where the dresser used to be.
Yeah.
So way cool, girl. Now, what colors do you see these days that are really in or popular? When you stage the vacant houses, what colors are you using?
The colors that I use are mostly black.
Mm-hmm.
Black, and I could use black furnishings, or if I use wood furnishings, they're extremely dark furnishings. If when I use upholstery, I use the very, very neutrals, either a neutral green. I mean, green doesn't sound neutral, but it can be a very neutral color. I use the color buff, and I also use the tans, and I use cream colors. Then I add a lot of punch with pillows. Then I'll use the reds or the yellows or the bright golds. But I mostly use very dark colors as far as the furnishings. And the reason is because since we will mostly recommend that we change the carpeting to the, you know, the quote real estate beige, so it's very light, and then the walls are a lighter color. I want something to give it drama and to really make it punch. I don't like rooms that kind of float around if everything is light. So to ground the room, I use very dark furnishings, but I also use a lot of glass so that the dark furnishings won't carry a lot of weight. You can see right through them. And so it's pretty much black, neutral, with punches of other colors, which just looks awesome in a room when folks walk in.
Oh, I love it. And I love the way you explained all that, too. Now, tell our listeners, when you say you use glass, because you and I have worked together, so I know some of what you're talking about, and yet I want to have you tie that down for our listeners. Where would you use glass? Let's say in the living room, for example, or family room.
In the living room, I will mostly use coffee tables that have a glass top. If I use an end table, again, they have a glass top. Same with dining room tables. I use a lot of dining room tables, whether they are have a wooden base or a ceramic base or they're wrought iron. They have a glass top. My point is to let the buyer know what the function of this room is. So I put the least amount in, but also so that you can see through the furnishings. This is why I use glass tops on tables.
Yeah, that's a great idea because you're accomplishing several things at the same time. Number one, we have a functional piece. Also looks very attractive, and it doesn't take up the bulk space in the buyer's eye or the buyer's mind eye, if we say that, by having a full piece of furniture like a huge dining room table that's all wood. So I agree with you. And then your accessories, too, such as what you put on the table, can have, what, as you call it, the punch, which I really love.
Yes, that's where I will use my color, where I will either make a floral arrangement with bright red or bright yellow, and then I will put some pillows to coordinate so that the punch is one color, but it's spread out throughout the room so that it also, it's not lopsided. It's just an even-scaled room. And in addition to the glass tabletops, I use a lot of mirrors.
Okay.
Lots of mirrors.
I love the mirrors. In my home in the Bay Area, I have the dining room, as you know, you've been there many times. It's just all mirrors. It's like the mirror room.
Yes.
And yet
yes.
The room is darker, so the mirrors just help reflect all the light from wall to wall to wall as it comes in the one window, and it's just so nice. I love mirrors, too. In fact, as we moved into this house last week and staged it, I realized that instinctively I put at least one mirror in every single room. Every room's got to have a mirror for me. Even in my laundry room, I put a mirror in there.
Yes, I do the same, I have to admit. I have at least one mirror in every room that I stage.
Yeah, it's really important. The light, and besides when I'm doing laundry and the doorbell rings, I want to make sure I have some lipstick on before I go to the door. So I don't want to, you know, I want to look good as best I can. Now, when you think of a vacant home, and the show goes so fast, all the minutes just fly by, so we don't have a lot of time, you know, left. I just want to ask you, give our listeners a couple of ideas really quick. Like, when you go into a vacant home and there's no window coverings, what are some of the quick, easy things that you can do as an ASPM?
Well, to be honest with you, I do not use window coverings. I don't know if I'm just one of the unique stagers who don't do that, but I don't. I, in fact, take them out, and I will warm up the space, warm up the corners by using more greenery and more plants the corners. So I do not use window coverings.
Well, let me qualify that a little. Let's say it's a laundry room window. And so rather than putting drapes on it or something, we can do something cute above the top. And that would be something I've seen. You and I have worked together on this, where we just take napkins, fold them the diagonal way, tie them together, and put it across the top of the window. We have something cute in the laundry room, and yet I don't think of it as a window covering, so I should have qualified the question a little bit more, because I agree with you. Usually we don't go in and we want to cover all these windows with mass window coverings.
Right.
I totally agree. I want you to give everybody your phone number, and do it slowly so they can write it down.
Yes. My work number is area code 925-465-4800.
And let's repeat that one more time.
925-465-4800.
Well, I want to thank you, Jeannie, so much for being
thank
my
you
guest.
Thank you so much, Barb. I've enjoyed this tremendously.
Well, I love hearing your voice on the air, and we're going to have you back. And so keep thinking of more ideas that you can share, because you did a great job of painting the picture. And I want to say thank you to you and to Sandy and to Sue for being on with me today. And also I want to thank to all of you that are listening, because without you, I wouldn't be here. And so I wish you a really blessed week, a week that goes the way that you want. And make those positive choices, because we always have a choice. And for every action, there's a reaction. And for every choice, there's an action. So this is Barb Schwarz wishing you a great week. Email me, call me, let me know how you're doing. Staging Life with Barb. I'll be right back next week, and I'm going to have my trainers on the air with me that teach all over the world the classes that you've heard about. So have a great week, everybody. Stay tuned to Positive Choice Talk Radio, 1150 a.m. on the dial. KKNW, be safe and stay happy.